Today we continue our commentary on the Sermon on the Mount. We're up to Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus gives us three disciplines of the spiritual life, three ways to grow in holiness: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. This is the reading that's always read on Ash Wednesday every year. The three things we should be doing during Lent: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, or Advent. But obviously it's something that we should have part of our lives throughout the year. So the Lord, in talking to his disciples, recommends three things. And he gives us some advice about these things, because it's not just not good enough just to give alms and pray and fast, but it's also what's our motivation behind it. Why are we doing it? Are we doing it to be noticed by others? Or are we doing it to have union with Christ, union with God? And so let's take a look at what the Lord says. Obviously, he's expecting us to do these things, because he says, when you give alms, do it this way. When you pray, do it this way. When you fast, do it this way. So the Lord is expecting his followers to do these three things on a regular basis, in moderation perhaps, some of these things, like fasting. But then the Lord is also looking at our motivation and why we're doing it. Are we doing it to win the praise of others, or are we doing it for the Heavenly Father? And so the three suggestions, Jesus first says, when you give alms, he's telling the disciples not to blow a trumpet before them as the hypocrites do in the synagogues. Sometimes when people would go to the temple, if they had a large donation, they would want to make sure everybody knew about it. Maybe make some noise or blow a trumpet just to let everybody know a big donation is coming. So the Lord says, don't do that. The Heavenly Father knows that if you give alms, you'll be repaid in the kingdom of heaven. You'll be repaid in the next life, rather than being repaid in this life by everybody praising you, is what the Lord is saying. Second, Jesus says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to stand and pray in front of others in the street corners, on synagogues, so that others may see them. Jesus says, instead, go to your inner room, go to your own room in your heart and soul, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will repay you. So again, are we praying to be noticed by others, or are we praying to seek union with God? That's the difference. And lastly, when you fast, Jesus says, don't be like the hypocrites who, you know, put, let's say they dress themselves up in rags, or they alter their appearance to make it look like to everybody else that they're fasting. Jesus says, when you fast, don't let other people know about it. Wash your head, and he says, anoint your head and wash your face. And then, so nobody else will know that you're fasting, but your Heavenly Father will know. So Jesus is basically saying, would you rather be rewarded in this life by praise of other people, or would you rather be rewarded by the Heavenly Father in the next life? So Jesus is saying, don't do it for show. He says, when you give an alms, don't even let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. In other words, don't even make a big deal about it. Just give in secret, and your Father, who knows everything, will repay you. Again, this idea of merit and of reward that we can have in the heavenly kingdom. So these are some disciplines that the Lord recommends all of us to do, even like fasting. Could be fasting from a certain kind of food or drink, maybe giving up alcohol or soda. Fasting could be fasting from television or radio or music on certain times of the day. So there's other kinds of fasting. Almsgiving could be giving to the poor, to the needy, helping those that take care of food, clothing, and shelter for the less fortunate. There's so many ways that we could be doing these things, but the Lord does expect us to do them. And not only does he want us to do them, he wants us to do these things with the right attitude and with the right spirit, not to gain praise of others, but to please our Heavenly Father.